This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In 2002, the discovery of scores of bodies outside the Tri-State Crematory in northern Georgia led to litigation and criminal prosecution. Now, a little over a decade later, a new memoir is out on the subject, with the author making an Atlanta appearance this week to talk about the book. It's just one of the Metro literary events previewed now by the AJC Decatur Book Festival's Darren Wong. Welcome back.
Thanks, John.
Darren, the name Ray Brent Marsh was one that became seared in our memories following the horrific discovery in Georgia's Noble County in 2002.
Yeah, this is a really fascinating look at the story. The author's name is Brent Hendricks, and the name of the book is A Long Day at the End of the World. And this is happening tomorrow night at Carter Library. Brent Hendricks' father was one of the bodies that was discovered. And this is his memoir of that time. But instead of kind of relying on the sensationalism of the story, Hendricks really takes a look at it in the context of his family relationships, his kind of complex and, I would say, dubious relationship with his father. And it's a brilliantly written piece of work.
And it takes what was a national, international story and makes it very personal.
Yes, it's really quite moving. So the author is Brent Hendricks, and the name of the book is A Long Day at the End of the World. And he's going to be at the Carter Library tomorrow at 7.
Darren, I understand that The Real Housewife of Mountain Brook, Alabama has been added again.
Yeah, I think she would take that as a compliment. Patty Callahan Henry is back with what will certainly be another in her string of New York Times bestsellers, And Then I Found You. The book tracks Kate, who has managed to construct really the perfect life. She's got a thriving business and a boyfriend that is the perfect man. And one day when she's at his house and tidying up, she finds the little velvet box.
Oh, like a ring box.
And it sets off a panic attack. And suddenly all of this hidden history that she's pushed down comes rushing back to her, and you'll be gripped from the first moment. Patty Callahan Henry, she doesn't do anything like everybody else. She's doing an event at Piedmont Estates and Gardens. It'll be a catered affair. It's free. It's open to the public. Please RSVP. It is Sunday from 6 to 8, and it is in conjunction with the Georgia Center for the Book.
Darren, comedian Dimitri Martin and his, I guess you'd say, Beatle-esque bangs have been on comedy stages and on TV for over a decade.
Many people know him. He's done The Daily Show quite a bit, and he's had his own series running on Comedy Central.
I like digital cameras because they enable you to reminisce immediately. Just like, look at us. You were so young. Standing right there, wow. Where does the minute go?
His last book, which was his first, was aptly titled, This is a Book. And his new one, Point Your Face at This.
And Dimitri Martin is going to be in Decatur this week.
That's right. He's going to be Eagle Eye Bookshop on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Should be a hoot.
Darren, it is so nice to have you back. We enjoyed our couple of weeks with Philip Rafshoon, but needless to say, we always miss you when you're not with us. And we like the beard. A little salt and pepper action going there.
Yeah, well, I'm prematurely gray.
Thank you again, Darren.
Thank you, John. See you next week.
For more information about any of these literary events, author appearances, you can find details at wabe.org/citycafe.